Graham, it's 16 days before the end of the rally. So in other words, you've compacted the tonight's launch and the rally into a short space of time. It's presumably easier to do that than just sit back and have the launch earlier in the month and then take the foot off the gas a bit. It just keeps it going from now till the event.
Yeah, correct, John. I suppose is if you look at the launch, you're starting to build a bit of momentum. If the launch is too early, that momentum dips again and then you're trying to regenerate it. So we believe this is the time for it and this is the start of the momentum and things that are going to come across Wexford for the next 2 weeks.
When I first got involved in the rally, which was 44 years ago, it was like a hobby for everybody. Now it's become so much of a thing that it has to be run as a business.
Yeah, and John, you've really hit the nail on the head. That's what it is. It is people now with good qualifications that are working at other events and have the expertise and experience to be able to run it. It's in that sense becoming full time, but there's a lot of work and effort in it, and you have to bring a lot of people with you. You're bringing guards, HSE, councils, fire services, plus all your usual back then, your marshals and everything with it. So the event becomes bigger and bigger to manage. And that's where you need the consistency of a core group of people. And I say, we're very lucky to have that. And I'm very lucky to have it under my watch of COC because they're supporting me. But what we're really doing as a club is we're building. So no matter who's going to be the next COC, there's a core group of people here that are going to be able to manage this event right up to it. And then it's just a matter of delivering on the weekend. And we believe in having all our work done before it. There was times that safety plans were only approved on the week of events, and that would have been quite common in Ireland. Our safety plan was approved a month out, our road book was done a month out, and all our paperwork ended up being done. Because we need to be able to concentrate on delivering this event on the weekend, making sure our stages are right. At the end of the day, the competitors come here for stages. We've done a lot of work in the last 2 weeks with the council of getting potholes filled and swept, the road swept and all that. So it's all about preparing for us now to deliver it. But if we're still trying to put it together that close, John, we can't deliver that well. And there's no pressure on us now. Like, I think you quite see, we're all very relaxed there. And that's just how we delivered on the weekend.
It's almost as if you're looking that the person that eventually, like I said, the club will want you to, you've done such a good job over the tenure you've done it, that nearly the next person that comes in, as well as being a rally head, nearly want to be an MBA.
Probably, but look, come here, we've built a really good ways of doing things and there's a lot of templates and things for that to do. And look, I believe personally there's some people coming through the ranks that will be able to step the next. At the end of the day, I'm not here forever and I'm not wanting to be the block runner. And this event is not about me. This is about Wexford Motor Club and all of us working together. So there's some really good experienced people and get more experience. So I honestly believe if someone was to take on this event next year from the current team, they would do an equally as good job.
And it's easier if they're doing a good job, but they'll always be able to call on the people that have done it before, because if it runs well, you're less inclined to just walk away from it. You'll always, people will be there in the background.
And look, that's part of our plan, John, in the club, is that, you know, it's not going to be a case where I'm going to stay there and then fall off the edge of it. But I'm going to stay there and bring in the next person, and I'll be there to support that person, and then that will continue to roll. So there's no, you know, in the past it would have been COCs at events around the country. They were there, then they weren't there anymore, and they weren't even involved in the club because they were burnt out or they were let go too far. We're not going to do that.
I suppose the easiest way to look at it, probably for, I'd say, a lot of my early involvement in it, that it just rolled on from year to year. Not a lot of changes happened and everything like that, but possibly when Rally Ireland came in 2007, that's when, looking at it from a journalist's point of view, I could see Rally in Wexford really started to change. And incrementally, year on year, it doesn't, the club has got it that it doesn't sit back in its laurels. There's always a change every year.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose if you're talking about back then, that really, I suppose, put motorsport on the map more. It grew in general in Ireland at that stage, and thankfully it grew in Wexford. And look, Wexford was a good event for a long number of years. I had a very good experience COC here as well that ran a good event for a number of years. So Wexford has, I suppose, always been up there at the cutting edge of the sport in general. What is really happening now is, which has been really good from a Wexford point of view, is we have a number of people from Wexford that are at pretty much nearly every event in Ireland. So like I said, I'm at most rallies in Ireland. Certainly I'm at every tarmac rally. I mightn't be able to do all the forestries, because obviously you have a life commitment of children and business as well. But I'm seeing all the things, good and bad, are happening at events, and we're bringing them back together to try and avoid them pitfalls, or to bring the good things back. And that's, I suppose, what we're doing. And there's a number of other people in Wexford Motor Club that are doing that as well. And I suppose in today's world, slightly changed, where we have a tracking system now, and we have a control room that operates the rally on the weekend. In the past, the COC was on the road. I'm COC and I'll be in the room, because you have a full broad picture of what's going on. That's high tense area to be in the weekend, but it's not an area you just go into and you sit down and you're able to deliver that. You need experience in there. And I'm at them weekend out now across Ireland, and you know, for Donegal, I was in Donegal this year, and unfortunately we had an unfortunate situation there, but you have to deal with them things as well. It's a high risk sport, John. But next weekend I'm actually in Rally Cardigan, which is an ERC round, and I'm in the control room for that. The experience that we have and that we're bringing back to be able to deliver this event for Wexford is brilliant.
Well, people don't realise it. The control room is basically almost like a NASA. It's like Houston. It's like the space control, with people looking at stuff on screens, because they can see that now. And before, you depended on people on radio saying something's happened, but it improves the control of it. As you say, that you can do more in the control room than you can out in a car.
Exactly. When you're in the car, you can only see what's in front of you. In your control room, you have the overall picture of everything. Each car has a tracker. All our official car has a tracker. So we're managing everything as we go. If a stage stops, we can look and see, can we get it back going again, or can we not get back going again? If I'm on the road and I'm trying to do that job done, I can see what's in front of me, and I'm relying on information to come to me, or maybe stuff over the radio. So when you're in the control room, and I suppose the answer is in the name of it, the control room. And that's what it is. That's where you're controlling your event from. It's a bit like NASA, and it's a high tense in there the weekend, but we've a very good structure in general in Ireland now around control rooms. It's, you know, everyone has roles, responsibilities. There's a matrix around responsibility, who has what. So it's not that we're all just going in there in the morning and meeting up and we'll see how this goes. This is a very experienced team. All the people coming to Wexford for the control room this year are very experienced people. None of them from Wexford, only myself. So we have a very experienced team, and that's really what's going to run the rally on the weekend.
Over the years, like, even what people don't see at the weekend is what goes on at the race course, with the service area, with the control fuel. Years ago, you go out to the stage and stop at a service station, throw a couple of quid's worth in it, enough to get you around. Now it's just become so safety conscious that this is the part of the people don't see. Going down the line, where people are working on electric cars, do you see possibility of maybe the electric or hydrogen making their way in 20 or 30 years' time?
Possibly so. I suppose, if I look at that, I sort of gauge things off at WRC level, John. And, you know, it hasn't been overly that successful there. So where's it going to fit into Ireland? I can see it a long way away. If it comes in, I'm sure it probably will, but I still think it will be small. At the end of the day, a lot of people in the sport are petrol heads, and that's what they are. So I'll find it hard to see it going away from that in the next 15 to 20 years. That would be my opinion on it. You talk about the racecourse. Racecourse is an excellent facility that we have. I'm very lucky, because not every town has the facilities that we have. You know, let it be the racecourse, the Keyfront, Monk Street. We don't have it all, but Wexford has that. That's an excellent facility that we have there, and it makes life very easy, flexible, back out to the roundabouts, and you're onto a good road again. You're not coming back in through town every time, and you know what happened at rallies on yourself. Sometimes you have to go back through villages and towns. It's a bottleneck.
And possibly, it, I suppose, it's the only thing about it. Wexford races has its reputation that it always rains for Wexford races. Did you realise there was going to be racing on there tonight?
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen who there was races on there tonight. Obviously didn't get the weather for it. And look, that's what it is. Look, again, they're part of our whole thing of putting this event together. Wexford Racehorse are very good to us. And even last year, John, because the work, I suppose we're a bit lucky, because the year before there was work done on the racecourse for the FLA for parking out in the centre of it, and that worked out in our favour, where we're able to have more room there. And obviously part of today is control fuel. We have a refuel area, because our insurers came to us back in general in motorsport in Ireland to say that you can't continue to refuel in the service area, where you have people welding, smoking, all sorts going on, John. It makes sense when you stand back and look at it, and now it's into a controlled area with a controlled fuel, and look, Mayor certainly made it more safe for everyone.
Well, on the safety thing, how do you think that all the rallies, Motorsport Ireland, at the FIA, they're trying to make it as safe as they can. Can you see other improvements coming down the line?
Yeah, look, you're always trying, and there is improvements trying there. There's AI cameras being used. Next weekend when I'm in the RC in Carnegie, and I'm looking after the AI cameras over there for one of the days, and that's with the intention of seeing how we manage that in Ireland. AI cameras is obviously helpful because it's picking up on things. You're going through a stage, John, two of you are in the car, and you're going through a safety plan, and the driver's looking at the road and might pick up someone hiding in a ditch, where this is picking up people hiding in behind trees. AI cameras is a part of it. There's a bit of work still to be done with it. Virtual chicanes will probably help some on the safety side as well. But the responsibility here is twofold, okay? Responsibility is on the organiser, and the second is the responsibility is on the spectator goes. We all have responsibility in life, John. If you want to walk out there and walk across the road, you might, most likely you might get knocked down. You wait till there's no cars coming. You have to be careful what you do. The responsibility is twofold there.
You're mitigating an accident before it happens, basically. There's always been possibly from people outside rallying that don't understand, that they dread the rally coming around because you'll have the go-boys out pretending they're rally drivers.
I think it's far less now, John. Like, we have a little over 1,000 houses this year on the stages. We've had three real problems to deal with, which are now resolved, thankfully. We run it now more professional from the start, from the whole recce side. So we've no recce the weekend before now. That's from a resident's point of view. Recce's on the Thursday and Friday before the event and in on the weekend. We have to work with the residents, and the competitor, when they're out doing the recce, making their notes, they have to respect the resident, because the reality is, John, if we don't have the roads, we can't run the events. So the onus is on everyone.
And finally, what would you say to the people that are thinking that they can do it better than the people in the cars?
Look, there's always people that do things better, John, and that's in every aspect of life. You hear that every day of the week from a soccer manager, a hurling manager, the government. It's everything in life, you know. Someone always thinks things do it better. You know, all I would say is the Wexford Motor Club is an open club. Meetings are open to people. Everyone's happy to see new people coming in. And we listen to ideas and we listen to people. And do you know what, John? Maybe people can do it better. But let them come forward and, here, let's do it together. Because at the end of the day, the second part of this, second word in this, John, is very important. Sport. Motor sport. We have to enjoy it, and that's what we all started out in the first. So if people can do it better, bring it forward, I'm all for it, John.
And in 10 years' time, in 2036, did you reckon that there will be involvement, that the whole event will evolve in a way that we didn't think was possible 10 years ago?
Absolutely. And come here, there's probably a bit of it already when you see the way the control room is run, COC and all in there. Look, like anything in life, things have to develop on, and things do develop on. Technology is going to help develop this on as well. So look, yeah, it's going to evolve, and I think it would be only correct that it would.
And stage 19 the day after, if you're in as good a form as you are now, you'll be happy.
Absolutely. And look, stage 19 is the day for all the people that put in the effort and work, and that's our day, and we've no bones about it. We're going to enjoy that day. Everyone else gets to enjoy the 18 stages, we get to enjoy 19, stage 19, which is the one stage, but we'll be on stage 19 for longer than they'll be on the first 18.
Well, put it this way, it's a good copy from God, for they have the 19th hole, we have the 19th stage.
Exactly.